न रूप अस्य तथोपलभ्यते नान्तो न चार्दिन च संप्रतिष्ठा अस्वस्थ मेनम सुविरूढ़ मूलम असंग शस्त्रेण दृढ़ेन छित्वा। I think last time he was talking about this tree, like this Bodhi tree, like, you know, roots outside and leaves in, you know, like under the earth. And now he's saying that actually, like the form of that tree can be like can be realized in like via its spiritual practices, and once like the actually like through the spiritual practices, like when some essence is there, like some kind of like a power, then only possible to cut the you know habitual tendency, all those things. So saying probably once some gravitational essence is there, then it's possible to cut like the roots of, you know, like roots of habits, all these things, like which are not helpful. Yeah, kind of like something like inner pull, okay. You know, like which is not like a, you know, generally like we have this power of like conclusion, generally like that really cuts, and Namaskar.
Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry to be late.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So he's saying like once some kind of like not from this conclusion, you know, conclusion kind of like mind, but because like when you know, probably like the conclusions, you know, they are like very kind of like, you know, thickness is there. So like when you cut, you know, you also cut something which is important, you know, like a kind of cutting, a kind of like stopping happens from there also, but it's generally all is not helpful, you know, in that, you know, something also kind of like unhealthy, you know, because it's like the understanding of conclusion is, you know, like it's not that subtle as like this gravitational, you know, like in and then
thickness,
yeah, like kind of like a you know, like a, you know, conclusion, like say this juice. So from conclusion, we can come, you know, is good or is bad, kind of like one. That's why for the same thing, you know, some people conclude as bad, others conclude as good, kind of like through the conclusion and likely. We can see in this society, like the rules, you know, like same rule in some society is very good, and same rule in other society concluded not good. So what Krishna is saying, like, you know, actually life is like a, it's not that easy to make conclusions about it. And this is why some other faculty has to be there than the mind, and which can really kind of like a which will have maybe more variety, you know, like kind of like which can really come with this is good in this juice and this is not good, and only cutting that, not the whole. So that's what, like, you know, like when actually he's saying, like, when practicing like that, when some kind of like gravitational force, you know, happens, then it's like then seeing has like more full seeing, and then cutting is not like a kind of like total cutting, you know, like it's very different. So saying that happens. And then tatah padam tat parikmarg tabyam yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuya tamev chadyam purusham prapadde yatah pravritti prasrata purani. And then, like, when this kind of like something else starts helping, you know, like Krishna said, like when something like some kind of gravitational, something other than the intellect, like starts helping, then he's saying tatah padam tat parimargitabhyam, then to walk on that path becomes easier, because it's like a you know, because of this new faculty, like practicing or walking becomes easy. And then also walking on that path, you know, is not like really we keep on walking far and far, not come back, you know, like it's never coming back, because it's like walking happens through knowing. So it's not like that you come back again because you forgot something. So it's saying like then walking happens, and that walking or whatever that is, you know, that is forever, you know, it's not really to come back again. And
so, like, just because you forgot, it doesn't mean you're going back.
No,
it's still going.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, forgot means like why we come back? Because like generally in life, you know, yeah, we go back and forth because it's, something is forgotten.
Yes.
So probably like, you know, from this faculty, you know, that is not like whatever is useful, you know, has been used. You know, there is no kind of like missing. So then, you know, just like walking happens, like you keep on going ahead and ahead, okay, not coming back in that way. And then he's saying, Tameva chadyam purusham prapadde yatah pravritti prashta purani. And and this walking or this you know whatever that is, Krishna is saying actually really enables us to see what is, like whatever is, and like a and he's saying like all the books, like all the spiritual books, they are full of trying to describe that, like whatever has been tried to describe in a spiritual book. So saying like really walking happens to there, like through this another kind of understanding, through this like a gravitational maybe like, you know, it's like more like a tasted understanding, you know, like we can say like understanding is not like only understanding, but also it will have a like a taste, you know, like you really taste the understanding, and that enables us to walk to what is. And Krishna is saying like all these spiritual books are full of like trying to describe that. Nirman moha jit sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivrit kama dvandvair vimukta sukh dukh sangei gachhan mudha pad abhyam tat. Like once, you know, this walking, you know, is this good word or not? Like walking to you know, what is, or reaching out, what is, you know, is reaching out is good or what?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so like he's saying, like, actually once, you know, this happens, whatever, you know, either reaching out or walking, and then
reaching out as like a feeling and not getting there, like it's reaching out to get something.
Uh-huh.
Mean that?
No.
Or just reaching, like arriving.
Yeah, arriving, maybe arriving there, you know. Then he's saying nirman moha, like a kind of like a, you know, generally, like, you know, if we look inside us, you know, like a, generally, you know, there will be like a current on, which is like a kind of like trying to cheat, you know, like trying to cheat, like, kind of, so that people understand what I am not, you know. Kind of like generally, like, you know, the move is that I will use words, you know, so that they have like two meanings, and then kind of I can be that I can say, oh, I'm honest, but then like using words which have two meanings means you will, many people will, you know, go to the wrong meaning of that and will misunderstand about me. And that is like a very, very, like, I think in spiritual, you know, scene, you know, that is like very much going on, you know, kind of like really trying to make people feel, you know, what is not there, like what is not inside. So Krishna is saying actually, you know, this current, you know, which is like, like in, it's, I think in the spiritual area, you know, which is kind of like 70%, 75% life, you know, like 75% life really walks around that. Like if I manage to make you misunderstand me. So saying like what happens, that this current dissolves, you know, like actually, like when something real happens, you know, when really the taste of mango happens, you know, then all unreal mangoes, kind of, like, they really drop. And that means, like, really, like, 70% of energy you receive back, kind of. And, you know, that really fills the life. So saying, nirman moha, like, the, what has been, like, 70%, you know, trying this, that if people can understand that I am in like kind of, you know, like around this, like in spiritual thing, also in other areas, like this is like the misunderstanding. It's like very much like 70%, and then it's like moha. Then, like I will have some attachments, you know, like attachments to something, and maybe probably 30%, you know, goes there. Like whatever my attachments are, really life energy for them. So that also dissolves, like attachment also dissolves. So then you have like this 100% energy, you know, really to glow. And so saying like actually that happens. And then another thing is the third thing in life happens, that like the influence of association, like, you know, if I'm associated to Paul, suddenly I will be influenced by you. And then by the time I realize I'm influenced, I will be walking maybe in the park, you know, like certainly outside the room, I mean, you know, down the stairs, of course, you know, maybe by the game, like many times in the path. So saying like another thing what happens, that, you know, this energy which used to be spent in influencing, because now influence, like you are somehow influence free, you know, so that also is for you, you know, that also goes together with the glow, you know, kind of like all these like three areas, they really, you know, life is really felt differently than before, because before it used to be tired, you know, like always tired, because 70% have to be kind of like in, so that people can misunderstand me, really. And of course, like, you know, there is no way, kind of we try, but people really understand, you know. Like, another thing is like, kind of, you know, they really understand. Then I have to try it, you know, in different way, then more energy, because maybe if I, like something else, like always some ideas, and none of the ideas are perfect, you know, actually, kind of like, because somehow there is like this feeling part, we really feel, you know, like what is and what is not. So Krishna is saying actually all these three areas, we become three. And that means like the you know, glow kind of is much more.
So this misunderstanding of the 70% misunderstanding, this occurs because of this conclusion, this cutting,
yeah.
Right?
Conclusion.
And that's why like this cheating.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, generally like, I really don't want to see who I am, you know? I really want to see you who I assume to be. Kind of, you know, this is like the whole try is there, you know, like I really, I know that if you see me who I am, like, you know, there is also this, then there is no way that you can love me. Kind of. So then, you know, I try to put it, you know, like in maybe plastic cloth, like around, like they will be plastic because there will be no smell, you know. Kind of. And I think somewhere like, you know, this quality, like smell quality we have, like whatever I try, you know, like Johar every time knows, kind of, you know, like she really can, like many people can really smell. So Krishna is saying like, as soon as you really see this, you know, like that you are doing, then, you know, you don't see any point, you know, because like, what is the point? Because anyway, like the flowers, they don't have any smell, you know. So why to put flowers who have no smell? So then, like, you really, like a big relief, you know, like really big, like 70% running around stops, like from one understanding. And then another is like attachment to things, you know, being attached to like gulab jamuns, etc., etc. And then also this 30% running, you know, really kind of collapse, and then, you know, you are happy to sit on the cushion. And then he's saying, jit sang dosha. Then another thing is like being influenced and really catching after being walked, you know, around, kind of, you know, making many, many rounds, and then only able to catch. So also that goes, like, dissolves, and then, you know, much relief, you know, because I don't have to make rounds, you know, anymore.
What happens when you caught in that, and you know you caught in that, but you can't really do anything about it?
When?
You caught in those things.
Uh-huh.
You can kind of see them, but you're influenced by them, and you know that some of them are wholesome, but you still caught in them.
Yeah, maybe like the still, you know, the knowing is not like there is, but it's still like kind of conclusion. Like knowing is conclusion, because as soon as knowing is knowing, then not possible to be caught.
Right. So it's not
There will be like knowing through the conclusion that I do this.
So in a way, it's a good thing then.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's a good thing that you can see it.
Yeah.
But you're not cutting it off. Just cut it off, and you cut it off something.
Yeah, something will come. You know, like yeah.
Just keep seeing it.
And then saying, Adhyatma Nitya Vinivartana. And like after this, like what is left is kind of like a continuity in spirituality. You know, if this is not in the life, Krishna is saying like what you are left with is only continuity in spirituality. Kind of like a current, you know, flowing towards. And vinivritta kama, like the whole cycle of you know, desirousness, all that, the whole cycle of that also drops, because that is so that you can really make people misunderstand you. Like, so then the whole, like the system, really collapses. Dvandvair vimukta sukha dukh sangai. And then, like the, you know, this or this, like generally there is also like we find ourselves involved, you know, doing this or that. So saying also that dissolves, and like really really understanding the associations with happiness and unhappiness. You know, they really don't have same power anymore. You know, like really understanding the association, then that is also understood, that because I am associated with, let's say, happiness, and associated so that unhappiness cannot come. You know, that is also like a big involvement of life. And that is not as big as I think, you know. Like the happiness and unhappiness, they are not as big as I think. Achcha guni guni. Achcha guni guni. Achcha. Namaskar. Are. Aha. Are. Aha. Very good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Does that mean that happiness and unhappiness still happen, but they're not as big?
Yeah, you know, like it's not, like your association with them is not as big as it used to be.
So when you're awake, do you see like the unhappiness?
Like, you know, there will be like the, you know, those like feelings might be there, but they are not affecting.
Okay. But they are not affecting.
Yeah, affecting. And then, yeah, maybe, like, I just finished this.
Yeah. So, like, happiness, like, like, that includes things like ecstatic sorts of feelings.
Yeah, but, like, with your association, because of your association, that really gets that is
you know,
stating.
It becomes like
yeah, it becomes, you know, like, it's like, you know, the first, like, when it has arrived you, the happiness, it's not same static, right? It becomes later.
Right.
Like, generally, like, when it touches us, you know, it doesn't seem like so big, good or big, but so slowly it spreads together with us and then becomes like really big. So Krishna is saying like that really, because association is not there, then it is like a, you know, like a, like kind of like this touch. You know, like say, you know, my finger is touching my finger and it's not like affecting. And say like, you know, when I was, say, 17 and a girl, you know, touching this, suddenly like my whole body, you know, because of being associated. So something like that, you know, kind of like. So Krishna is saying actually, maybe I just finish. Gacchanti amurha. Pad abhyam tat, and then without any like misunderstanding anymore, because also on the path, you know, there are many misunderstandings, you know, like kind of like a, because of like some attachment too. So because attachment is not there, then certainly he's saying actually Gacchant amurha, you keep on walking without being blind. Without being blind. And certainly, pad abhyam tat, you know, that whatever that is, which cannot be spent, you know, which cannot be, like, where rule of decay is not applied, that you really reach there. So maybe one more time, please. Nirman moha jit sang dosha, like when really gravitational kind of like, you know, when an eye happens to gravitation, like gravitation of practices, so something happens, like there a kind of opening happens, so seeing through that eye, what happens that, like first, like as soon as that eye opens, you know, like you see, you know, what I have been doing to my life, you know, and what you will see that I have been using my 70%, you know, energy to make people understand what I am not, you know, like
to pretend,
you know, like, and it's not only pretend, you know, you are pretending as well as, so that people can also understand something, like
yeah.
What you pretend.
So
it's not like only you,
yeah,
you know, because
yourself
yeah,
and towards
yeah,
others.
Like it's pretending is like will take only 5%,
yeah.
And then 65% is to really convince, you know, that goes in convincing, because I really have to play so many roles, you know, kind of like, you know, smile when I don't feel like smile, like so many things. So Krishna is saying like, actually, like once that eye open, you know, and we see this, and then that is dropped. Like, seeing this, like kind of like, there is like, and like really a big relief, you know, like looks like, ah, my God, you know, like what I have been doing. And then he's saying, moha. Then suddenly like this eye goes towards the attachments, you know, like there will be some attachments, and they have been playing through me, and really not letting me stop. So it's saying like also that is seen, and then like the also dropped, and then there has been like the third thing. Influence of association, you know, like when I get associated with someone, you know, suddenly that person influenced me, and then I keep on walking around with that person, like, you know, that also takes like a lot of energy, because after, you know, walking, making like few rounds, you know, I really feel, and then say, you know, that, like, what happens, like, I start blaming that person instead of blaming me, like, to be influenced. No, I start blaming that person. So then again, like, because I blame other, so then there is no chance to correct me. Because then another person, like, then Maria will influence me. And then I have to make several rounds because of her. And then again blaming her, you know, I knew this, you know, these Australian people, they are not so, you know, trustworthy. But, you know, somehow I made this mistake, right? But, you know, Germans are good. Then I go to Anetaji, and then I say again the same thing. So Krishna is saying, like, once that is open, then also this is not there. You know, you are not influenced anymore.
So, like, you're more true to
More true to yourself. And, yes, please.
And this is like, you know how the seeing path and the feeling path, and how feeling becomes like seeing, feeling, and then seeing. Yeah. This is when you're at the seeing part.
Seeing, yeah.
Yeah, and feeling is really like when you're at that place.
Yeah.
Just seeing.
Yeah. So that's why, like, no, and I, you know, he's saying I, and I happen, means like the seeing happen.
Mm.
And then he's saying, Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kama. Then, like a current of spirituality, you know, like really one becomes on that current, and all the cycle of kind of, you know, should and should not, and, you know, influence, all this, like he's saying, like, all this cycle really drops. And because all cycle drops, then there is no, should I do this, should I do that? Like, also, you are left alone without that. And another thing what used to be very influencing is like the association with happiness, certainly, as well as also unhappiness, like something like little event, and being associated really ruins many, many days, like we know, kind of, right? Little incident, and then association with that ruins, as well as association with happiness.
So you mean like getting a bit identified?
Yeah, identified. That's what, like, association means identified. So saying also that like, you know, happiness is, but it's not like touching, you know, at the age of 17 by a girl, kind of, not like that. Also, unhappiness, not like that, kind of like influencing the whole body. And then he's saying, Gacchanti Moodha, Amoodha, Pad Abhyam. And then certainly, walking happens without being blind. Like, this is where, on, there is no blindness. So there is, like, still walking happens, but without being blind. And certainly this walking, like this, you know, this plane or whatever that is, really one reads to the state of abhyam, you know, which cannot be decay, you know, what is, you know, whatever, like that is. So, really, kind of like, Krishna is saying, like, you know, we really are on the track, you know, now we really can, you know, breathe and not, like, because this current will be leading, so we will be led to that.